I'm Laura Lawson, and this is your weekly Wine Crush Minute. As we talked a couple shows ago, there was a law being passed in Sonoma County that was saying that if you're Dry Creek, if you're Alexander Valley, if you're Russian River, if you're anywhere in Sonoma County, in 3 years, you're going to have to actually identify that Russian River is in Sonoma County. Now, there is a great uproar over this right now. People saying that it bastardizes all the AVAs and takes away their identity. I personally don't understand what all the fuss is about. I have spent all my life looking at Oakville, California. I have spent all my life looking at Oakville, Napa Valley. Do I know Oakville's in Napa? Yes. What about Rutherford? What about St. Helena? What about Calistoga? Yes, I know all those great AVAs and identify them with Napa. From when I was a young tot learning before AVAs created all the way to now, I know that Napa Valley is an outstanding growing region. But how many people are you going to talk to that knows that Dry Creek, that Alexander Valley, that Russian River are all part of Sonoma? If you say Sonoma and you say Dry Creek, how many people can put them together? So the law has finally passed, and for those of us who have been slaving away to teach people that Russian River actually is an AVA in Sonoma, I think we can all take a breath, relax, and enjoy the respite, because finally, the labels are going to teach us something worthwhile. I'm Laura Lawson, and this has been your weekly Wine Crush Minute.